All right. Well, so last week we did look at the gift of Jesus, but not just his birth or his death, but actually the perfect life he lived that made him the perfect sacrifice for our sins, that allowed us to be redeemed back to God. That's what we looked at last week. Today we had this little play that should have raised your awareness about being kind and compassionate to others, particularly this time of year. Christmas is hard on people. It is a time when loneliness becomes magnified. You see other families having a good time together, and you may not be part of that. Somebody might be part of it. It also is almost the same false illusion that social media gives. People look at other people and they think they have a great life. But if truth be known, if you were to join in anybody's family, you'll find there's trouble. There's problems in every one of them. But when you're on the outside looking in, all you can focus on is your own problems, and you wish you had a family to enjoy the season with. So we have to look around us and look at those that are out there and just do our best to be compassionate to them. We're going to talk about how we should respond to these opportunities God gives us to be compassionate. But before we end the sermon, why don't we say a quick word of prayer? Bow your heads, please. Dear Heavenly Father, again, we are thankful for everything you've been doing for us. We are thankful for the play that points out the importance of being compassionate and caring to others. Lord, we ask you watch over us today as we go into a brief time of a sermon, Lord, just so we can understand what you want us to understand. We can learn it, and we can just put it into action in our lives every day, Lord. Be with us all and keep us safe. We ask all this in your Son's precious name. Amen.
Amen.
So as a Christian, we are to show compassion to others. That's part of our job. You know, one thing I will say for Christians we're really bad at is understanding our job. We think we signed up for salvation and that's all we signed up for. But there's a whole life to be lived, like Christ's life, where we are to reach out to others. We are to look out for others. We are to be compassionate to them. We are to care for them. We are to be part of their lives. We are to shine the light. John, I'm not sure where you got a light stream where one goes out, they all go out, because I thought they did away with that curse years ago.
She doesn't
run
anything away.
She doesn't. There you go. That air doesn't run the bus out of it. Anyway, we are to be the light, and that light does continue on. The life that you live touches other people, and your influence on others will continue for generations. We don't understand that. The fact that you're sitting here today was put in motion many years before you were even thought of. Somewhere, somebody in your family, one of your ancestors, decided that being a Christian was a good thing, and they started bringing your family, or maybe it was the family next door that started. We don't know. But eventually it comes down to where you were exposed to the gospel. But it only happens because people share. You can't take the salvation you received and hold on to it. You have to make sure that you share the opportunity with everybody. We learn a lesson in the Bible about this important aspect of a Christian life and being compassionate. It's in the story of the servant who owed money. It's in Matthew 18. We're not going to go to that, but it's a servant who owed money to the king. And when the king called him in to have him arrested, he begged and pleaded for mercy, and the king forgave everything. It's turned him loose, and he went to a fellow servant who owed him a small amount of money, and when the man couldn't pay, had him thrown in jail. When the king found out about it, he reversed his ruling, and because compassion is something that you have to give to other people. You can't just accept it. It has to be out there. You have to do all the things that Christ has called us to do. So there was something that was happening here today in this play that was to show some compassion and how we act. You saw some people just walk by. Some people looked down on the guy. Other people just ignored him. Some reached out partially, and we got to be careful with that. When we reach out to other people, we just can't let their immediate "no, leave me alone" stop us. We should keep trying. A lot of times people just have a defense up, and tell you the truth, they're hoping you will fight against it a little bit, show that you really care. It's a little test they'll throw out for you. Make sure you persevere with this. This story of this servant, it isn't to scare us into being compassionate. That's not the point. You know, oh, I got to be compassionate because the Lord will take his compassion for me. That's not what that story's about. But it's to teach us the importance of being compassionate to others. You know, you never know what somebody is facing in their lives. You just never know that. You don't know what they have already gone through. What pain they are still carrying from stuff that has happened in their lives. All this stuff is unknown to us. But we just need to show them God's love, God's patience, God's understanding. That's our job. Think back to a time when you were in a bad way. Something had happened that brought you down and you just didn't want to even get up and put one foot in front of the other. But somebody does something simple that makes a drastic change in your day. It might be just a simple smile. When he came by, a genuine, heartfelt smile. It might be they just said something nice to you. They said, hey, I like that shirt you're wearing, that sweater you're wearing, or whatever. Something simple, they just do it in passing, but it makes a change in your outlook. All of us have that ability. All of us have that ability. Most times, if you're doing any shopping this time of year, you can hold the door for somebody. Or somebody's going to hold the door for you. How do you respond to that? Do you just say, thanks, I'm walking by? Or do you take a moment to even say something? Or be nice to them? Be sure you say Merry Christmas. If you say Happy Holidays, there's a good chance I'm going to smack you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to. But Happy Holidays takes Jesus Christ out of Christmas. And that's not about what we want to do. We want to remind people that Jesus is the reason we are having this celebration this time of year. So be sure to reach out to people. Be compassionate. Well, no, it doesn't cost a lot to be nice to somebody. Real simple little thing to do. Anybody can do it. So don't fret over the problem there. Colossians 3:12 says, well, we're going to start with 12. It says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness and long-suffering. Bowels of mercy, by the way, is compassion. We didn't say compassion today. We don't hear people talking about bowels very much anymore. They kind of took that one out. But anyway, 13 goes on, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfection. There's a list of how we should be behaving this Christmas. Every day, as a matter of fact, it's how we should behave every day. And these are not only traits that we are to have as a Christian, but these are traits we are to show as a Christian. The plague clearly demonstrated that little acts of kindness go a long way. And that's what we want you to understand today. It's just, like I say, Christmas is hard on people. When you see somebody in need, how do you respond? Are you glad that it's not you and just move on? Or do you think, you know what? Poor life choices to put them where they are. They should learn how to make decisions better. Because that's an awful lot of how we get here. Most people are only one or two bad choices away from being in a really bad situation. We are not as secure as we believe we are. It would not take much. You could just go out and go down to the racetrack and get hooked on gambling, and a year from now have nothing. It's that simple. One bad choice leads to another. We've got to be careful. Gambling is an addiction that people have, but any addiction that people have is a problem. A lot of people who are addicted do not want to be addicted. They understand the trouble it has caused in their life, but they are not able to break the cycle. So we got to have some compassion on them. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to give somebody on the street a pile of money because they might go gamble, they might go buy drugs, they might go buy alcohol, they might go do something completely wrong with it. But there is nothing wrong with giving them something. It is not our place to judge. It is our place to help. We are to serve. So
So keep that in mind as you're out there.
You're going to see people begging in different spots. You're going to... I was in the Commons last night. Some guy was out there playing violin. That's the first I've seen that in Martinsburg. I see that a lot of other places, but first I've seen it here. But he was out there playing for donations, what he was doing. So there are going to be opportunities where you can show kindness, where you can show indifference. As a Christian, people are watching. Be sure to show the acts of kindness. That's what's important. So, I don't have any good takeaways for you because I didn't really plan on a really long sermon, so you'll just have to take away from this what you can. But the thing is, be compassionate to others. Show kindness to others. Be thankful for what you have. Show God you appreciate all He's given you by sharing it with others. All right? Let us pray. Bow your heads, please. Dear Heavenly Father, again, we are thankful for what you have been doing for us, what you continue to do, and what you will be doing tomorrow. Lord, we don't know everything you have in store for us or when our end is or when the end of everything is. Lord, we just know the rapture is right around the corner, and we ask that everybody be ready for that. Lord, help us to prepare those around us for the moment that trumpet calls or for that moment that you call them home, because none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. So, Lord, if there is anybody here who does not know you, we just ask that you have the Holy Spirit work on them. Have them come forward today. Heaven will be a sad place without our loved ones, and we want everybody to be there. Lord, as we go out into this week, just watch over us all and have us develop that frame of mind where we are looking out for others, where we can actually be your hands and feet here on earth, Lord. Help us fulfill our duty as a Christian. And we ask all this in your Son's precious name. Amen.
All right. John is going to... Oh, and Lila.